We have heard before in the former air, the White House Lord Eric Kirschhorn discussing the idea of violence for the Capitol.
Okay, I'll be registering the clinic note. Jennifer McCarver, Jennifer J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, McCarver, N-C-C-A-R-V-E-R, USA 1882, dictation charge 1922. Patient with complaints of elevated blood pressure, reported to be one who's gotten over 120 recently. With a recent medical visit at the level of 2, with elevated blood pressure, given Valium PO, with procedure performed, a slight reduction of blood pressure, release from their care, with continued elevated blood pressure, without further treatment. The patient states that she has a history of neck surgery with the fusion and bone graft in October, complicated by MRSA infection, with removal having required removal of metal in the second procedure with grafting intact. Subsequent follow-up last seen a few weeks ago with further evaluation in a few months. Because of presence of MRSA, a patient was given a PICC line, IV antibiotics, which clotted and subsequently had to be replaced by intravenous subclavian line portal. For which she received IV antibiotics until just weeks ago with removal. The subclavian is also concerned that she feels like a clicking sensation in left anterior lateral neck, side of the incision for cervical fusion, with motion of neck. Also states that she had palpitations last night with concern about her heart, with increasing anxiety. Review of symptoms is above. Review of symptoms has history of anxiety disorder, with a history of obesity, history of increased blood pressure, history of insomnia. Has been on different medications in the past, including trazodone and Ambien. States that Ambien worked well. She's been off of it for a few years. Was given trazodone but felt sedated. Took it for about a month. Presently not taking anything. States she has taken melatonin on a limited basis without benefit. States that she smokes 1.5 packs of cigarettes a day. Said she stopped in September for a couple of months, felt much better, but started again with anxiety. It feels like it helps relieve her anxiety. Social family history not contributory. Physical exam, general appearance, mild distress, blood pressure 100 vital signs, blood pressure 170 or 110 initially. With anxious facies, had eyes, ears, nose, and throat, within normal limits, neck, surgical inferior neck scar with induration, without tenderness or palpable abnormality, sight of clicking sensation, quote. Mm-hmm. Chest without abnormalities, lungs clear, all station percussion, heart rate rhythm without murmurs and gallop, abdomen assault without again angular tinnitus, back without severe tinnitus, skin, extremities, neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Patient had EKG performed in office, which was this slight increased heart rate of 99 without other abnormality. Patient was given. Okay, press 0.1 milligram PO in office for reduction of blood pressure of 150 over 98. No new medications. A patient has been given gabapentin in the past. Got Benfit, also has taken Zyrtec and Nexia, and has taken a muscle relaxant unknown name in the past. Got Benfit.
This is
Impression, hypertensive reaction with probable underlying hypertension, associated anxiety disorder, insomnia by history. Patient was given prescription to take of the Ketoprez and also the Cinepril to monitor blood pressure, to take Ketoprez as needed. The follow-up in 2 weeks for further evaluation, as well as to keep follow-up with the next surgeon. Next month, and is needed. We were told giving hypnotics at this point. Consider other agents in the follow-up after resolution of after better control of blood pressure and anxiety. Consider. Adding any depressant necessary, suggested taking melatonin again over the counter, 10 to 15 milligrams at bedtime. Let's see if that helps sleep. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.